For a great cup of joe, there's one thing you should know. Your morning brew can also be playful. Buff Boy Brewing guys make the temperature rise, and you surely feel naughty when you swallow our coffee. If you want some real heat, give your mouth a fine treat. You will want some more, rest assured. Buff Boy Brewing, you can't get enough of.
It's time for The Scribble, your weekly fix of celebrity chats, bizarre stories in the news, and basic random chatter with best-selling author and syndicated radio host Jeremy Bradley. Make sure your seat is in the upright and locked position and your barf bag is securely in place. Here's Jeremy Bradley.
Thank you very much, Larson. Jeremy Bradley here. This is The Scribble. Thanks for tuning in at thescribbleshow.com and on SoundCloud and iTunes. One of my favorite things to talk about is relationships. Of course, not mine. I like to chime in on everybody else's. That's also why I'm an entertainment reporter, because I get paid to do that for a living. It couldn't get any better. And one of the stories that has people talking is that whole Tristan Thompson, Kylie Jenner, Jordan Woods, Khloe Kardashian love square, we could call it. It's not a triangle. And so we've got one of our friends from Bachelor Nation who will be joining us to chat relationships. You might remember Holly from a few months ago. Well, we're going to chime in on the whole cheating thing. Is it ever okay to lie to a partner? How far do you go to support your partner in a relationship? And then what happens if it's a new relationship and there's a funeral? What do you do? Do you go to the funeral when they have a death in the family? And what happens if they're former in-laws? Your relationship is over and done. You don't see anybody anymore, but you were close to that family member that passed away. Lots of interesting questions that are going to make you go, hmm. Feel free to chime in. The email address is live@jbonair.com. Live@jbonair.com. We're getting into the discussion right after this.
Who are the Kardashians feuding with now? What did that little thug Justin Bieber do this time? Who's getting hitched and who's headed for Splitsville? Hear the latest celebrity news and gossip every day. An entertainment wrap-up. The good, the bad, the ugly, but mostly the ridiculously hilarious. It's all recapped in this daily segment at entertainmentwrapup.com. Have a laugh at the expense of the rich and famous when they take themselves way too seriously. It's 3 minutes of time-wasting fun at entertainmentwrapup.com. Check out Entertainment Wrap-Up at entertainmentwrapup.com. Brought to you by Speak Free Books.
You know, we like to talk about relationships on the show from time to time, and one of our friends from Bachelor Nation, I don't like that name. Anyway, Holly is joining us online. You might remember several months ago, we had a conversation about online dating and apps and all of sort of the politics and etiquette behind that, and we had such a great response from people that I said, you know what, let's get Holly back, because there's a whole bunch of other aspects of a relationship that we can talk about. So Holly's on the line. Hello there.
Hello.
So when it comes to celebrity relationships, I think that sometimes those housewives or those Kardashians, it's, I guess the term is manufactured drama. And we've all heard the story that has played out over the past few weeks, the whole Jordan Woods, Kylie Jenner, Khloe Kardashian, Tristan Thompson relationship / hookup. You've heard that story, right?
Yes, I have. Okay. How can you not have heard it?
Right. Well, exactly. So naturally, we chalked that up to your standard Kardashian-Jenner drama, but it brought about a bunch of questions regarding relationships. We knew, and I mean, we had seen pictures of Thompson cheating on Kardashian just a few days before she was having his baby, really, and she was pissed. The family hated him. Then they seemingly worked it out. If it's for the sake of the kid, okay, good, right? You want to have, you know, a happy childhood and then the parents coming together. And then all of a sudden, now that it's a friend involved with that cheating, because again, going back to when Khloe was having the baby, we've got pictures of, or video of motorboating, pictures of, you know, this woman coming out of Thompson's hotel room hotel in the middle of the night. Is it different when it's a friend? Holly, I'm going to let you talk now. I'm just so worked up about this. Is it different when it's a friend?
I think it's definitely different when it's a friend. I mean, it's horrible regardless. No one, like, wants to be cheated on by the person they're in love with, especially the father of your child. But when it's a close friend, or in this case, your sister's best friend, I think it makes it a lot worse.
Obviously, you're going to be hurt both ways, but if there's all of a sudden paparazzi photos and tabloid stories and video of seeing your partner doing that, is that more threatening or less threatening than if you know that it's your sister's friend?
I think if you know that it's your sister's friend, I think it's one thing to know that someone is, that you're the one that you love is cheating on you, but I think it makes it a lot harder. Well, besides the fact that this has happened more than once, that's another issue. But for it to happen with someone that you're close with, I think that's a hard pill to swallow, a hard one to forgive and move on. I don't know how anyone could bounce back from that.
There's the term hookup. We were hearing that it was a hookup, but then the story is that they just kind of made out. Now, originally we heard that she was blackout drunk, didn't know what she was doing, then to come find out that she actually admitted to Jada Pinkett Smith that she kind of did know what she was doing and she wasn't entirely drunk. So in the definition of hookup, maybe they were just drunk and it was making out. Now, were other people around? Does that make it okay? What's your definition of a hookup?
Well, when I hear hookup, then I feel like that's them having sex. When I hear making out, then it's just kissing and, you know, that sort of thing. But either way, it's horrible.
Is it?
Especially with the history. I mean, you have to go back to how Chloe and Tristan's relationship started. When they first started dating, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, he had another girl pregnant, so he cheated on her with Chloe, and then he got busted cheating on Chloe when she was pregnant with her child, and this is happening again. That's the thing that irritates me and drives me crazy is why is everyone shocked that this is happening again? I don't get it.
But now this is the thing. It goes back to that original question. Then is that if you know that he's like this. And then, okay, well, it was maybe at a party, maybe other people were around. It's not like it was secret on the down low. It's not like there was a lie. Do you know what I mean? Like, cheating, I think, a lot of times means that it was secretive. It was just, okay, you know, let's keep this hush-hush that nobody knows about it. But really, it seems like...
Yeah, that's true. I didn't even think about that, yeah.
So does that change things for you then?
As far as what? Like, in what way?
Well, like you said, you know that he's like this, and it's happened before, so why is it different that they're outraged now? It's not like they were sneaking around behind the Kardashians and Jenners. It happened, allegedly, at a party, and it was just making out. So does that change things at all then? There was no lie. They weren't busted.
Yeah, I guess, I don't know, I guess... I don't know. I guess it just depends on what she's personally willing to deal with. I don't understand any of it. How anybody could put up with any of it?
What would you put up with?
Well, you know, I know things. I'm not condoning cheating or whatever, but and I know sometimes people things happen where you're in a relationship and you're going through a tough time and you. And it's just like a one-time occurrence where it wasn't really an emotional thing. It was just a physical thing. And if it was just a one-time occurrence and, you know, you work on the relationship and both of you agree you want to make it work, that's one thing. But if it happens again, I mean, I don't know why someone would want to stay in that relationship because you can't ever trust them. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you can't trust them, you're going to be miserable for the rest of your life because you're always going to be wondering what they're doing when they're not with you.
Do you think there's anything that could happen in their relationship? Now, again, we're speculating or we're mind reading, whatever term you want to use. Do you think that there's anything that could happen between Chloe and Tristan that would make the relationship solid where there's full trust again?
I don't think so.
No.
I don't think so.
Mm-mm. Okay. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about lying to your partner. Is it ever okay to lie to your partner? We're going to have more relationship chatter right after this.
Isn't it crazy that you wait for payday, but before you know it, you're strapped for cash again? It's time to stop blowing your money and become a smart spender with the book, The Official Guide to Being an American Cheapskate, at cheapskatebook.com. Learn simple ways to cut costs at home every day and during special times of the year. Don't go broke at Christmas. Don't remortgage the house for a fancy vacation. The book is filled with tips to save you money throughout the year. Check out the best-selling book, The Official Guide to Being an American Cheapskate, at cheapskatebook.com or on Amazon and iTunes.
Ever had something to get off your chest but never had the balls to say it? That's a load of crap. Speak Free with JB.com is exactly what you've been waiting for. Your chance to tell it like it is and not care what anybody else thinks. Have your say on issues of the day. Join newspaper and radio columnist Jeremy Bradley as he tells it like it is. Hundreds of thousands of people have stopped by, including some well-known celebrities who have had a chat with JB and speak candidly about what's really going on in the world. You can join them too. Have a rant or rave. Be brave and head on over to www.speakfreewithjb.com now.
We are back talking relationships, and in the last segment, we went into that whole, I guess we've got to name four people: Jordan Woods, Kylie Jenner, Khloe Kardashian, Tristan Thompson. Can't even say it's a love triangle. I guess it's a love square. And really, square does sum up the Kardashian-Jenner relationships, doesn't it? But we are joined again on the phone with one of our friends from Bachelor Nation. Holly is giving some insight, her perspective when it comes to relationships. And in the last segment, we were talking about lying. Now, in the instance of this whole makeout slash cheating thing with Thompson and Woods, you know, we kind of said it wasn't really lying. They weren't doing it behind each other's back or their partner's back or whoever it was. So does that make it okay? Now it comes up on the subject of lying. So Holly, I'm going to ask you, is it ever okay to lie to your partner?
No.
Never.
I mean, my first response would be no, but I guess there's always going to be, it just depends on the subject of what you're lying about. If it's something little and you're just like lying about something small just to avoid hurting someone's feelings, maybe.
Tell me what is small to you. Okay. What is small? What is little to you?
So, like, if, you know, like, say you're, you know, lying, like, about if you like an outfit someone's wearing, if it looks good on them, or if, you know, that sort of thing. Nothing like, when it comes to, like, lying about where you are and what you're doing, that is absolutely unacceptable. You should not be lying about that if you're in a committed relationship.
Okay, so let's talk outfits then, because some people might think that being honest with your partner because you want them to look good when they're out in public, maybe you don't want them to look the fool and, you know, tacky or whatever. So you're saying, hey, if you think it's good, all right, yeah, you look good. Yeah, you look great. Or would you expect maybe your partner to kind of go and say, you know what, maybe you could change the shoes or maybe, no? So you would much rather just have them tell you it's okay? I'm making you think on this one.
I guess, you know, probably sometimes if you have an outfit on that you feel really good in, and that you think you look good in, you feel really good in, you just kind of want someone to agree with you.
Okay.
And I guess if you, if someone told you that you didn't look so good in it, you know, your feelings would get hurt.
Mm-hmm.
I guess, you know, it just depends. It's hard to say.
Okay, what about, here's another scenario then. You're at work, maybe your partner's at home all day and is like, you know what, I'm gonna make your favorite dinner, and I've been working on this for 3-4 hours. You come home, you're excited because it's my favorite dinner, and it's just not good. So again, honesty or lie because you know they put so much into this and you say it's good. What do you do?
Yeah, I've lied about meals, I have to admit it. I have, just because I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings.
Okay. Would you expect to be told the truth, or would you hope that somebody would lie to you? I love this.
You're... this is so hard. I don't know. It's a hard one. I guess I would probably want someone to tell me the truth, because I don't want to make the same dish if no one likes it. but it's hard for, I guess it's hard, I'm having a hard time articulating this. It's hard for me personally to be, sometimes to be honest with little things like that as far as a good meal or an outfit that someone feels really good in, but I think it doesn't look so good because I'm always scared I'm going to hurt someone's feelings. So I would probably say I could probably take the honesty because I would want to know, but it's hard for me to do that because I'm always scared I'm going to hurt somebody's feelings, if that makes sense.
So you don't want to be an asshole.
Right. Exactly.
All right. Heaven forbid someone call you that, right?
I know, right?
And they're freaking out going, did you just swear? Yeah, I just did. So we'll take care of that. Don't worry. All right. What about, okay, maybe it's a different thing then. What about if you were the one cooking and it just turned out really badly? Maybe you're a little bit embarrassed. Do you just laugh it off and go, hey, you know what? I totally burnt dinner, but let's have it anyway.
Yeah, see, I don't have a problem with, if I messed it up, I would totally own it. Because I would never want to, like, pretend like something is good and you know, make people feel like that they have to pretend that they like it. Like, if it was bad, I would totally own it. So I would want them to tell me, and I would not make them eat it.
All right. Well, relationships are all based on support, and let's talk about that now. Supporting your partner. So let's say that you are dating and, no, it's been a serious relationship for a year. It's been a year, serious commitment, serious relationship. Suddenly your partner loses their job. I mean, we're not talking fired. We're not, you know, they weren't stealing. They just lost their job. What do you do? Like, maybe they have their own place. They don't have income anymore. Is this a chance to live together, to help pay the bills? Do you lend them money? What do you do?
I guess if you've been with someone for a year, I know after a year that I would personally know whether or not I wanted to live with them or not. So I would definitely offer them to live with me. That way they wouldn't have to pay rent. So it's not, you're not necessarily just, you know, depleting your savings account to give them cash, but offering them a place to stay where they don't have to pay bills is, you know, a nice alternative. And then, you know, you see where the relationship goes.
Let's flip it around. They were fired because they were stealing. What happens now?
Oh. No, I couldn't do that, especially with my, in the industry that I work, I couldn't do that.
Another break is coming our way, but we're going to take a turn again talking about funerals in the next segment. Relationships and funerals. More with Holly from Bachelor Nation right after this.
It's never too early to start thinking about your next holiday. Have you checked out Mexico recently? From tequila tasting, swimming with horses, to zip lining through the jungle, and watching whales and dolphins in their natural habitat, Puerto Vallarta has it all. Visit mexico.jbonair.com to see all the fun PV has to offer. That's at mexico.jbonair.com for hundreds of photos, interviews, and videos from around the tourist hotspot. Check out mexico.jbonair.com for all the fun. That's mexico.jbonair.com.
Ever had something to get off your chest but never had the balls to say it? That's a load of crap. Speak Free with JB.com is exactly what you've been waiting for. Your chance to tell it like it is and not care what anybody else thinks. Have your say on issues of the day. Join newspaper and radio columnist Jeremy Bradley as he tells it like it is. Hundreds of thousands of people have stopped by, including some well-known celebrities who have had a chat with JB and speak candidly about what's really going on in the world. You can join them too. Have a rant or a rave. Be brave and head on over to www.speakfreewithjb.com now.
All right, we're in the home stretch of talking about relationships, and it's taking a turn now. Not that it's all been exciting, happy discussions and conversation to this point, but again, Holly, one of our friends from Bachelor Nation, is joining us to give her 2 cents and really putting her on the spot and making her think about things that she never really has before. And so as we shift gears now into the morbid, let's talk about funerals, and we're going to go in 2 different directions on this one. So you're in a new relationship, and maybe it's only been about a month or so of dating. They have a family member that dies. What do you do? Is it too soon to go to the funeral? Because, you know what? You knew they were close, so it's a very big loss. What do you do?
Okay. Is this relationship, I mean, you've been in a relationship for a month. Are you exclusively dating, or
sure.
are you just, like,
no.
talking once a week or seeing them
every
now and
then? You know them well enough that you know that this is a big loss for them.
I mean, if I was dating someone for a month and that's the only person I'm dating and it was a big loss, I would definitely go. Some people shy away from funerals and they just cannot go to them. They're scared to death of funerals. But I don't love to go to funerals. I don't think anyone loves to go to funerals. But I would totally go and be there for the person I was dating.
They're scared to death to go to funerals. I love that. Did you do that on purpose? Wow.
No pun intended.
You are sick. Okay, so now then let's flip this around. You were in a relationship and possibly married for 20-something years. There you go. You were married for 20-something years. A former in-law, maybe it was your mother-in-law, and you guys actually liked each other. You had a great relationship. But as we know, when your relationship ends, so does your relationship with your ex's family. Do you go to the funeral then?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And what's your interaction with the family then? Is it one of those things that you just attend and then you leave without kind of saying hi to everybody, or what do you do?
No, I guess it all depends on where the status of the relationship is now, but
terrible. There is none. It's over. Done.
You know, if your ex is there and you know you guys don't speak, I would just, you know, acknowledge them and tell them, you know, I was, you know, sorry for their loss, and just tell them, you know, what a great, you know, mother, father, whatever in-law died, what a great person they were. And that's it.
Even though maybe you've had no contact with any of them.
I'm sorry.
You've had no contact with any of them. It's done.
I would, even if I had any contact. And I think most people that I know that that had a relative die and their ex showed up to a funeral, I've never heard of anyone being offended that they showed up for the funeral. I would be grateful that they came there to pay their respects, you know, to my mother or father, whoever passed away.
Okay, interesting. And the reason that I bring that up is that, you know, we had a funeral in our family not too long ago, and two people who were out of the lives of my relatives, it was made explicitly clear to them, not directly from the family, but in a roundabout way, that you're not welcome. And so it's kind of interesting that in that moment where you're focused on, you know, grieving and having loved ones there, you've got that radar out going, but they are not invited. Somebody get away, find a way to get that out to them that they're not invited. So it's interesting. You know, do you think it depends on maybe the situation as to how the relationship ended? Like, maybe they Tristan Thompson'd you and, you know, it was a really, really bad ending to the relationship. So does that make a difference then?
Yeah, it does. Okay. I think it absolutely does. Now, if I was made aware that the family didn't want me there, then I would absolutely not show up. And in that case, if you still want to pay your respects, you can just, you know, send a condolence card or something like that.
Now we're going to shift gears one more time in our final remaining moments to talk about The Bachelor, not necessarily specifically about this season itself, because Colton is just a bit of a Dalton, as I call it. But I think that you like him. You have a thing for Colton, from what I understand.
I do. I like Colton.
Okay. Well, one of the things that happens towards the end of the season is the hometown dates. And this is when, if you don't watch The Bachelor, I'll sort of explain it to you. When it's down to the four finalists, if you want to call them that, the person then, the four finalists each bring the bachelor or bachelorette to their hometown. The family gives them a grilling, and then there's sort of side conversations where mom or dad is, you know, I'm concerned for your heart, you know, just be careful. And then they get the bachelor or bachelorette and then kind of grill them. And there's usually that one dad or that one parent who's a dick and gives the person a hard time. Does that sway your thoughts about your relationship? So I'm going to ask Holly this one. So you bring the person around. You're getting, like, let's say they meet five family members and four of them are giving you bad vibes going, you know what? No, no, no. Does that matter? Or is it your life and you're going to do what you want?
Me, from personal experience, I mean, family is important to me because I'm very close with my family. So it is important for my family to like them. But I'm very, like, if I want something, I know what I want. There's not a whole lot that someone can do to change my mind. as long as the person that I'm with isn't being, I mean, I'm not going to not be with someone just because my family has a bad feeling. They've got to have, like, you know, if they, they've got to have a good reason not to like him, you know what I mean? Like, they know some dirt on him or something like that. But if just, if they just have a bad feeling about him, then no, I would still be with them and just try and, you know, make it work. But it depends on the situation.
Okay. Who in your life is the closest person to you? Like, who is your person that you could call at 3 o'clock in the morning when you're in a crisis? Who would that be?
Well, I've got several, but obviously my mother, my father passed away a long time ago, but I can call my mother or her sister, my Aunt Vicky. I can call either one of them.
Okay. So mom,
I've got a couple girlfriends too.
Sure. So mom says, I just have a really bad feeling about this person. I don't know what it is. It's not, what's your response or reaction?
My response is, Mom, I hear what you say, and I will keep that in the back of my head, but until he gives me reason, you know, that shows me that he's, you know, not a worthy stand-up person, then I'm going to continue to date him, and I hope that you support me.
Okay, we're going to flip the situation now to you being the friend who's concerned about, you know, the person that your friend is with. So you have the major objection, and you know that sometimes when people get into a new relationship, they actually don't want to hear what you have to say. It's kind of like, you know what?
Right.
I'm on cloud nine. This is a new thing. But you just know this is not the right person for your friend. And as their relationship grows and they get closer, you still don't like the partner. How does that change your friendship, though? Is there an ultimatum now? Do you sort of back off and go, okay, well, maybe I'm losing a friend? What do you do?
Yeah, no, I'm not that person that gives ultimatums. Because I know how I am with my past relationships. People have warned me. People have told me stuff. And normally when someone is in love, you can't tell them anything. They have to figure it out for themselves. So if I had concerns about my friend's boyfriend or whatever, would I voice them? Sure, I would absolutely voice them. But at the end of the day, they're going to do what they want, and they're going to have to figure it out for themselves. And I would never be like, look, I can't be friends with you if you're going to date this, you know, jerk off, whatever.
Isn't your language, you asshole. but isn't there, okay, so if that were the situation, then isn't there a bit of a sweetness? I know you said that you don't like people, you know, being mad at you, or you don't like rocking the boat, but isn't there a sweetness then where you're just kind of almost waiting for there to be heartbreak? Or is that just me? I'm a sick person, I know that, but come on, as a friend, you're sort of like, you know what, then fine, I'll watch you fail, go for it.
Yeah, I'm not gonna, when there's a person that you really detest and can't stand, I'm not going to sit there and say that I have not felt like that, because I have.
Aha! There we go. And so how did that situation play out?
Well, one of them is still with that person.
Oh, how long ago was that?
It
was Colton, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to give you a spoiler there, okay? It was Colton.
It's been a few years, I guess. So, you know, whatever. Maybe it's working for them. So, who am I to judge?
Give us some background, though. So, were you wrong about the person? Did they change and make the relationship work? What happened?
Yeah, I guess they were known to be a womanizer and had that reputation, and so that was my main concern. And I haven't heard anything since then that would lead me to believe that he has cheated on her, and they seem to be working it out. So, you know,
are you kind of creeping their relationship on social media and following along, or?
Because it's been like a few years, so like I said, I try not to get involved. I don't like to get involved in it, you know what I mean? It's their business, and you know.
All right. Well, when they break up, you let us know, and we'll have them on the show.
I will.
All right. Well, we're out of time. Well, Holly, thank you so much for joining us once again to chat about relationships. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
We hear you chirping. Get scribbling.
Tweet up the Scribble at the Scribble Show. Join the discussion with Jeremy Bradley. It's all going down right now on Twitter at the Scribble Show and at thescribbleshow.com.
Feel free to chime in on any of our relationship topics today. The email address is live@jbonair.com. live@jbonair.com. My thanks to Holly from Bachelor Nation. I hate that name. Not Holly, Bachelor Nation. My name is Jeremy Bradley. This is The Scribble. I will talk to you next week. Thanks so much for joining us. Bye-bye, everybody.
Want more Scribble? Check out thescribbleshow.com for past shows, celebrity interviews, cheapskate tips, and more. That's at thescribbleshow.com and on Twitter at The Scribble Show. The Scribble is a speak-free media presentation.
If you want some real heat, give your mind.